The Packers are going to spend more than $140 million to renovate and expand the atrium and improve the team's facilities. Team president Mark Murphy says they've been using the facilities for almost 10 years.
It's a way to refresh it a little bit, but also, you know, it's like anything else. You live in a house or you find things that you would want to change, and there are some areas where we think we can be a little more efficient.
Murphy says they're going to pay for it without using public money, by getting traditional bank loans and one from the NFL. The plans call for putting the pro shop in an expanded lower level below the current main atrium entrance. There would be a ground level access to the store. Curly's Pub would move into the current pro shop location, and the Packers Hall of Fame would go from the lower level to the existing Curly's Pub spot on the second floor.
The Hall of Fame is great. It's a tremendous attraction, but it's kind of buried in the basement now. So getting that up on the second floor where it'll be more visible, it also gives us an opportunity to kind of modernize it and, you know, make it much more interactive.
Murphy says they're also going to add an east entrance to the atrium and make improvements to the Oneida Nation Gate. They'll move the players' parking lot just to the south of that gate as well. Construction on the gate and the team's facilities will get underway in March. The atrium work won't start until February of next year, and all of the work should be done in June of 2015. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.